The lack of funds is not a problem for the Ute, a tiny Native American tribe. The tribe has spent nearly $40 million on a new museum and cultural center. NPR's Netta Ulaby stopped by the opening in a remote corner of Colorado near the New Mexico border.
The party for this gorgeous new museum on the Southern Ute Reservation has a buffet of what you could call Ute Native cuisine. Chokecherry pate, elk tenderloin, and there was a live band. The spectacular building looks like a bristling metal teepee poking out of the desert. It was designed by a blue-chip architect and paid for by accident. When the U.S. government split the Ute people into three different tribes in the late 19th century, it sent most of them away.
We remained here.
Robert Birch runs the new museum's board.
And little did they know, we're sitting on oil, natural gas. And once we started getting it out of the ground, producing it, we became a wealthy tribe.
One of the wealthiest, in fact. Now there are less than 1,500 Southern Ute, but they're worth billions. The tribe is literally a case study in expert wealth management. They already had a museum.
But it was an awful little building, maybe not even 1,000 square feet.
And Birch says there wasn't anything in it the Southern Ute were really proud of.
So we decided to build a place where we could have a showcase for our children and grandchildren, and they would always know their culture.
And maybe attract tourists visiting a nearby casino built to diversify the tribe's portfolio. Matthew Box is drumming at the opening ceremony here. He's a former tribal chairman who says the Southern Ute were able to get back artifacts from private collectors and other museums, including the Smithsonian. Stuff like priceless white clay pottery and beadwork that's mind-bendingly intricate. But this is in some ways two museums, one for tourists and one for the Southern Ute. When I asked Matthew Box what in this museum meant most to him, he said,
"This one picture, which isn't an artifact or beadwork or a vest or anything. It is a picture that has my mother, my uncle Leonard, my grandpa, and my dad, and myself. And we're all sitting around a drum."
Besides the expensive replicas of teepees and boarding school classrooms, there's a lot of big blown-up photos of the Southern Ute today.
There's you and hey. Johnny Man.
Where am I? There's Ian. There's my tattoo.
21-year-old Samantha Pacheco and her friend Ian Thompson say the museum feels a little bit like a family album. It's a small tribe, so everyone knows everyone.
There's Trav. Wait, there's me right there. See, there's me.
I'm back there. I'm probably dancing.
Pacheco and Thompson say being on display is nothing new. They spend weekends performing in powwows in places like state fairs.
We're usually like dancing or singing for everyone.
So everybody's usually looking at us.
We are literally a museum in a body.
Kind of right, yeah. There you go.
It feels good, they say, to have a place where they can finally look at themselves. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Renee's back with us tomorrow. I'm Steve Inskeep.